The Freedom From Religion Foundation recently wrote J.B. Van Hollen's office, saying the village of Holman may have violated open meetings laws when it sold the Star Hill property to the local Lions Club. That property contains a lighted cross and star that the village maintained, which the foundation opposed as state-sanctioned religion. The Holman Lions Club bought the contested land for $600, half of what the foundation offered. Freedom From Religion Foundation co-president Annie Laurie Gaylor argued that the sale seemed prearranged and was made in a closed session with village leaders. In a response dated late last week, Assistant Attorney General Bruce Olson wrote that the Justice Department couldn't determine any open meetings violations based on the foundation's letter and suggested Gaylor take her complaint to the La Crosse County District Attorney. Gaylor says she's disappointed with the response.
That they couldn't have at least enjoined the sale while they looked at this. They passed the buck, and I'll be forwarding this complaint to the local DA in La Crosse County, but it becomes much less meaningful if the sale has gone through. But we'll nevertheless pursue it with the DA's office because open records violations should always be pursued.
La Crosse County District Attorney Tim Grinke says he's not yet seen Gaylor's complaint. Several Holman Lions Club members declined comments or did not return calls for the story. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.